You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Zagura Wilhelm Keon, Dog Bowl in Berea here. All right, Bill in Vermilion, welcome to the show.
Hey, I have a technical question, I guess, with Gilbert.
Sure.
Bringing him up again. You know, with his lack of production as a defensive back, why didn't they try to use him more returning kicks or punts with his blazing speed and athletic ability? Is it a contractual issue, or he just can't do it?
No, he's a very good returner, and I think they wanted his full concentration to be on playing the cornerback position. I know Mike Pettine early on was expecting him to start a corner, so didn't want him to be distracted by anything, and I think as the season went on, you know, it was discussed, but I think ultimately they wanted his focus to be strictly on corners. Kind of like Devin Hester. When Devin Hester, you know, started playing more receiver, he became less effective as a returner and he kind of got distracted. You want him to focus on what his core competency is going to be. And you didn't draft him eighth overall to be a kick returner. You drafted him eighth overall to be a shutdown corner.
Yeah, that being said, though, once you saw that he wasn't going to be that shutdown corner this year, I would have switched gears and would have tried him there. I mean,
I thought he looked pretty good with the ball in his hand, no question.
I did too, and I thought that when we talked about his struggles early in the season, you know, the post-Steeler game and so on and so forth, we thought that him returning kicks, getting the ball in his hands would be a confidence booster for him to say, hey, I can be relevant in the National Football League and I can make plays, you know, and you would hope that success in any way in a National Football League game would basically buy him into doing more and perfecting his craft as a corner.
All right, we talked about your favorite player on the Browns. Yours might be the same answer. Your most disappointing players on the Browns this year.
I think, unfortunately for me, it would be the same two guys. I mean, Flash, and more so Flash than Johnny, because Johnny really wasn't given an opportunity on the field. But Flash Gordon, man, oh, man, last year he was the greatest receiver ever, and this year he morphed into like a high school receiver.
Didn't catch a touchdown.
He didn't run his routes right. He didn't try. I mean, it just was like a complete joke out there.
Yeah, Captain Obvious is Johnny Manziel and Josh Gordon. And I'm just, as I kind of dig through my head, I think that for me also too, just to, you know, an oddball one to throw it out, there's a Tabor Rubin was a big disappointment. You know, $8 million, big number, was supposed to be the apex of what would be a top 10 defense in the National Football League. And I thought that, you know, yes, he's played with injury, but who's not playing with an injury? And to use that as a crutch for all, you know, an entire season was a big disappointment, and a lot of the reason the defense was in shambles a lot of the year.
I'd be shocked if he's back next
yes,
year.
Yes, especially with a big number like that.
Well, he's a free agent at the end of this year, I would agree.
Okay.
Yeah,
I think
Josh Gordon, I think Johnny Manziel, I think Justin Gilbert, massive disappointment this season. I think you made a good one with Tom Rubin. I'll throw out another one. Ben Tate. Remember when Ben Tate was supposed to come in here and be a 1,500-yard back and carry this offense on his back, and instead, he didn't even finish the season. And in all the irony of ironies, Ben Tate will now play in a playoff game this year as a member of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
And he got cut from another team.
Minnesota.
It's amazing.
Minnesota.
Who lost Adrian Peterson and had Matt Asiata and Jared McKinnon as their two running backs.
It's amazing how quickly running backs just are used up in this league. It's crazy.
And he never really was used up because he was always behind Arian Foster. It's just amazing. When you lose it, you lose it. And apparently
maybe he never had it.
Maybe he never had it as well. I want to go back to our point earlier because we never answered it. So right now, you're going into the playoffs right now, and your starting receiver out wide, you can have the playmaker or Dez Bryant.
The playmaker. I mean, there's no question. It's
playmaker.
Dez Bryant.
Oh,
I believe
crazy
in Dez Bryant. I love the playmaker, but Dez Bryant is a game changer. Dez Bryant has been the most effective pass catching touchdown scorer in the National Football League over the last 3 years.
How many of those are in the red zone? How many of those are in the red zone?
You're doing. So now it's the playmaker was the difference. So you're saying if you put Dez Bryant on those unbelievable Cowboys teams, they don't win Super Bowls?
I think that maybe they still had Jimmy Johnson, don't forget. But
and a great defense,
and
a great
Smith
offense, and the best offensive line.
And the
football,
leader
the
of
rush
that team was the playmaker. Who do you think was leading the parades to the White House? And I'm not talking about the one in Washington.
I know you're not. You're talking about to the one built of powder. For the playmaker. I just think I think they're both obviously great. I think that the playmaker, obviously Hall of Famer. I think that Dez Bryant is playing his way to that level. And I just think the way that he continues to amp up his game is impressive. It's just a fun discussion to have there for the Cowboy fans out there that are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily.
I got a random question that also has nothing to do with the Cleveland Browns.
What's that?
Is there anything stupider than the tradition of shooting guns on New Year's Eve?
Probably not. I mean, I think it's dumb because every bullet that goes up must come down.
I was just at one of my properties, and one of the people said to me, Schaefer, make sure you're careful when they're shooting guns off tonight. I'm like, are you really going to shoot off a gun? And I had to have a 15-minute discussion with this yahoo about why it's a good idea to shoot off guns on New Year's.
And what was their rationale?
That they're an idiot.
And I don't know. You know what? I'm never even familiar with that.
Well, it's more of a inner city type of thing, I think.
And you just shoot it up?
I guess so. I really, you know, I've never been privy to it, but
so we're saying they have guns with bullets, but don't have the money to go buy fireworks.
Basically.
So they shoot guns.
Basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. I don't think it's a good tradition. I think I'm a
dangerous
tradition anyway.
Yeah. I mean,
as it is.
Obviously, you know my position on guns, but just in general, even if you're going to have a gun, why would you be taking it outside to shoot it up in the air?
I don't know. Speaking of guns, though, I definitely want to see that movie, American Sniper. That looks unbelievable.
It looks awesome.
Bradley Cooper.
Another great movie that I just saw the other day with my wife and a couple of great friends, Unbroken. That World War II story with the Olympic athlete. Great, great movie. Long, but great movie.
And I'll recommend The Hobbit in 3D. Pretty sweet for those of you who
also,
like
too, speaking
things.
Of guns, you hear about the 2-year-old that shot his mother at Walmart?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
We need a break.
We need a
I don't think they like my political ramblings
yeah,
over here.
Kid. You better watch it, the kid. Anyway, I like it.
All right. Kid, you can say your opinions. That's what we want you. We want your opinions.
That's what you're here for. You're here right. to give us your opinions. All right, when we come back in the second hour, we're going to go through our favorite rookies on this Cleveland Browns team, our favorite acquisition via free agency, our favorite play of the season, our favorite moment of the season. All that coming up in hour number two here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Plus, you'll hear from Joe Hayden, the Browns Pro Bowl cornerback, on his thoughts on this 2014 season as we wrapped up the final show of the year on ESPN 850 WKNR.